Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. On Tuesday, linebacker D'Amico Ryans found out he's... And the leader of the Texans defense spoke about the honor on Tuesday via a conference call with the media.
D'Amico, can you talk about just this year's selection for you personally? And it sounds like that, you know, your team is well represented this year, and how that makes you guys as an organization feel.
Well, first and foremost, it's a huge honor to be selected to the Pro Bowl, I think. And as a personal goal of mine, that was my goal at the beginning of the year, to make the Pro Bowl, and, you know, team goal to make the Super Bowl. But it's just, you know, to see the guys that we have selected, myself, Andre, Mario, and Cushing, this shows, you know, how far our team is coming along. We've been growing and growing, getting better and better each year. And, you know, for us to get this type of recognition with four guys to the Pro Bowl is a huge, huge honor for our organization.
Is this a sign when you start getting more players from your own team selected that you know that your franchise is on the rise and that you're doing things right as a team and that you're becoming more of a winner?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a great sign of that. And I know that there now we have the guys in place now, and we're there now. You know, we're a few plays away from having a totally different season. But we have the guys in place, and I'm excited about the guys we have, and I'm very confident that we can get it done with the guys we have right now.
As a captain of the defense, how proud does it make you that you guys have three Pro Bowlers on the defense?
Oh, man, it makes me proud. Makes me pump my chest a little bit. Just show that, you know, we have some solid guys on our defense that are getting recognition, you know, not only here in Houston, but we're getting the national recognition, and getting the biggest thing is getting the respect from your peers and the coaches. That's the biggest thing. And, you know, the fans, and great. I appreciate the fans for voting us in. And just shows that, you know, we have great talent here in Houston.
Miko, Ryan's giving you a lot of credit this year for bringing him along at a rapid pace. Obviously, for him to make the Pro Bowl as a rookie, says he did a pretty good job. Can you reflect on that a little bit?
Well, you know, Brian, he's a special player. I saw that when he first stepped on the field, that, you know, he could be a special player for us. It was my job this year to give him that knowledge to go along with his athletic ability, and, you know, just to watch him grow week in and week out is. I'm so proud of him. You know, it's like my little brother out there, and I'm always talking to him how, you know, we can be great as a human. I say that to him every week. You know, let's go out and be great. Let's be the best linebackers in the league. And that's our motto, and that's our goal when we step out there on Sunday, is to be the best. So it was fun, you know, being able to tutor him and bring him up this year.
At the beginning of the year, you were – you and Cushing were doing a lot of running around, racing each other to the huddle, just in and out of plays at practice. Is that the sign of just how competitive? Just a little indication of a sign of how competitive the two of you are, and how contagious it can be when you're just doing little things like that, almost gimmick stuff.
Yeah, it is fine. You know, we did, you know, it's like you said, such a small thing is seeing who can be the first one out to the defensive huddle when our period starts in practice. And, you know, it kind of, just watching that grow over time, and I start seeing the defensive line run out there, see who can be the first one out. Then the defensive back, they started running out. So it's just, it kind of rubbed off on everybody. It just shows that they're competitive. And for me and Cushion, we're big time competitors, and, you know, we're always competing to make more plays than the other guy. And I think that's what gets us going out there. Is I'm always trying to do better than he is. He's always trying to outdo me. So it makes it fun when you have someone, you know, alongside you that can go out there and make big plays and is capable of being a great player.
So who outdid who more this year?
I don't know. He, Look, he got more tackles than me this year. He got more big plays. You know, he probably got me this year.
D'Amico, can you talk a little bit about Johnny Holland and how important he's been to you and you think to Brian? Obviously, that has to say a lot about a coach to have two guys in his position in the Pro Bowl.
Oh, man, Johnny's the best coach, man. He's the best coach I've had, and he's a great guy, you know. First and foremost, he's just a great person off the field and on the field. He doesn't change, and he does a good job of teaching. And that's what, you know, myself and Brian, whatever, you know, he teaches Brian. Brian goes in early and meets with Johnny on his own. And, you know, I come in and try to put my two cents in or whatever I think how we should do things. But we all work together well. And Johnny's just been, he's been such a good coach to, he's been a great leader for us. I think that's the best thing. That's how I can put it. Is he's just a great leader.
D'Amico, given where you guys were as a defense after two or three weeks this season, this is a rather dramatic turnaround, and it would be reflected in the three of you guys making the Pro Bowl team, right?
Oh yeah, and our first three games it was horrible. You know, we were a terrible defense. Everybody was, you know, writing us off as probably the worst defense ever. But, you know, we bounced back, adding a guy like Pollard helped us out a lot as a defense. And with Cushman becoming more comfortable with the defensive scheme because he didn't play in the preseason. So him getting his game action in and getting the reps, getting more familiar with what we were doing, it allowed us to, you know, settle down there in our fourth game and kind of, you know, take a deep breath and go out and play like we thought we should be playing.